glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Leland, and we'll spend more time with my friend Doreen Virtue. A few weeks back, we got to know Doreen. She was one of the best-selling New Age authors in the United States and actually around the world. She came to the realization that she was doing divination through a series of listening to Christian radio, Alistair Begg teaching in Deuteronomy. The Lord woke her up to the truth that she was not telling people the truth. She was not following the one true God. And she repented. She trusted in Christ. And now she is set on fire. And she is exposing all things New Age. Thanks so much for joining me, Doreen. And let's launch right back in to some of your pre-Christ days. You were well known for something called angel cards. And you just could not wait for the day when your contract expired and you could get these removed from the stores. Now, has that happened?
It's sort of happening. Other people have licensed my old work, and I've asked all the foreign publishers, so there's 38 of them, please stop selling the old work. And some of those licenses are starting to expire.
Good.
So I've been able to cancel some of the countries. The hard part, and this is my old publisher told me this, is there's bootleg printers in China and India, not only printing my old stuff, but the current stuff of the publisher that I used to work with, and selling it. And so nobody gets money from that. And then the publisher sues them, and then they stop and they start a new company. But here's Romans 8:28 moment with it all, though. You know, my website is on the back of all the products, and they go to my website now and they can read the gospel. They can read how I've, you know, been transformed by Jesus. And they can write me at Instagram. And a lot of people write me who buy my old cards from the bootleggers because they are scammers through and through. They put a QR code on the box that says if you just scan this QR code, you can get the booklet that goes with the cards. And the QR code doesn't work. So people write to me and they're furious. They think I did that. And it gives me an opportunity to talk with them one-on-one.
Amazing.
And say, no, you know, that's a bootleg scam there. But here, let me give you this instead. So I give them the free electronic Bible to read, and I give them videos to read, and, you know, kind of load them down with the materials that they should be reading.
That's amazing. So you're using it all to the glory of God.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
And maybe these people would have never been reached any other way.
Right. I really do believe that, because sometimes I grieve. I'm like, Lord, why didn't I go to church, a regular church, back in the 90s when I was listening to Chuck Smith? I was right around the corner from his church. I lived in California at that time. Why didn't I go? I was going to a religious science church instead, which was blasphemous and heretical. And Lord, why? Why did I have to wait till 59 and I made all these products and my poor sons now were adults, raised New Age? Why? But, you know, God is sovereign and his timing is perfect. I'm sure when Joseph was in prison, Potiphar's prison, you know, for 2 years for being falsely accused, there may have crossed his mind, why am I here for 2 years? Why did God wait till I was 59 to save me? Probably because he could use someone like me at the peak of my career, where millions of people had bought my products worldwide. And so I get letters these days, Donna, that are so heartwarming from people who say they were initially really confused or mad at me, but then Jesus called them too.
Mm.
And so they write to me and send me their baptism photos. Mm. And they say, I was saved too. Jesus called me out of the New Age too. Praise the Lord. So we can praise, you know, our Father together and say, you know, we're sisters in Christ and we'll see each other in eternity. So there's been moments like that have really been helpful and encouraging.
I do believe there was actually a move of the Spirit of God around the end of the, like, 2018, 2019. And God just seemed to be calling out so many of those involved in the New Age.
Yes.
And I just heard testimony after testimony, and it was thrilling. I mean it. That was one of my favorite downtimes, was just listening to all you guys' testimonies and just celebrating that the Lord had opened everyone's eyes, and it was just so, so thrilling. Now, tell me about the fact that when you got back with Alistair Begg and told him mm-hmm. that he had a part in your deliverance.
There's a man named Brandon Kimber who made a documentary series called American Gospel. And I'm in the third one of that, American Gospel 3. And so he flew me to the church that Brandon Kimber goes to, is Truth for Life, Parkside Church in Ohio. And I got to meet Pastor Begg and personally thank him for the role. I mean, of course, it's all God. God used him to reach me. But it was a moment, I can't even put into words what that meant to me, to be able to go to him and say, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And then he was so kind to let us use the actual recording of that sermon that he did January 15th, 2015, in my testimony video that's on my YouTube channel. And because there was just something about his Scottish accent, his sense of humor, that could reach a person who was unregenerate like me back then, you know?
Yeah. Let's really talk a little bit more about the connection between the New Age, New Thought, New Apostolic Reformation, the NAR, mm-hmm. and let's shine a little bit of light on that.
Well, it's really interesting because in the New Age, one of the things I'd been doing was psychic readings. I mentioned as a child I'd had these kind of poltergeist visions and such, and they continued right up until the point that I got saved and I prayed for God to take all that away, and he did. Thank you, Lord. Mm. But I had been considered an extremely accurate psychic. I was doing stage readings, television readings, and I was getting details I couldn't have known. And it was all fed to me from demons, like all psychics get their work. People asked me, was it sleight of hand? No. They were like, did you just look to see if they had a wedding ring? No. A lot of times I was doing readings on the phone of radio stations. You know, I couldn't see the person, but I was getting the messages from demons posing as angels. And it, like 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, Satan masquerades as an angel of light. And so right after, as I was getting called out of the New Age, I thought, well, maybe I'll just become a Christian prophetess. And I was this close to signing up for one of those hokey certification courses to become a certified prophet.
Yeah.
And that's when I started, the Lord just said, no, we're not going there. And so I started, he put it in front of my face, these discernment ministry videos of how these are false prophets. Now, of course, in the Bible, there's prophets. And in seminary, we had to write a paper about each one of them. And so that was good for me because I could see the difference between the modern day false prophets and the biblical prophets. The biblical prophets, they were like broken records saying, you've got to repent,
yeah.
repent, come back to God's covenant, or you're going into exile, or something else bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, the modern day prophets, you rarely, if ever, hear them say the word repent, do you?
Mm-mm.
They remind me of myself in the New Age, and that's one of the reasons that I call them out, is because I do videos comparing my old self to what I see on some stages, and it's almost identical. So in the New Age, as I mentioned, I was a false prophet because I would give people false hope. And you see false prophets doing the same thing. And they'll twist Esther, I think it's 4:4 of Esther, where it says, you know, you were born for such a time as this.
Yeah.
You'll hear the false prophets saying this. Oh, you're born for such a time as this. You're going to get a raise. You're going to be famous. You're going to be rich. You're going to be on stage. None of the biblical prophets ever talked that way, ever.
Mm-mm.
Except for maybe Simon the Sorcerer, you know, or Balaam. You don't hear any of the real prophets called by God ever stroking anyone's egos, ever. In fact, yeah. They did the opposite. Look at what Nathan said to David, you know.
Yeah.
With... So,
and no one names and claims that one verse of Jesus, in this world you will have trouble. Nobody names and claims that, you know, and so they only want the positive. They don't even want to think about negative. It's all exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or imagine verses.
Yeah, it's feeding the flesh, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And in the New Age, we did that. We took ask and it shall be given, knock and the door will open. And we twisted that to make it all about ourselves. That name it and claim it in the New Age, that if we just ask God for this, he'll give it to us because he loves us, because God is love. And that was our are just all we would say about God. God is love. God is love, which is true. We see the Apostle John say this in 1 John. And there's other attributes of God that people just need to also study. I had to study. I had to learn about his holiness and his justice and his wrath, yeah. which I was always thinking that was the Old Testament God. And then you look at the cross and you can see God's wrath there. And you can see that Jesus took the punishment that we all deserve because we've all sinned. And he died for us.
Let's talk a little bit. Let's name some names. You want to?
Yeah, sure. If you're up for it, I can.
I do. Let's talk Sarah Young, Jesus Calling. Mm-hmm. What is
okay.
that? A lot of people say that's one of their favorite Christian books.
In which grieves me. I think a lot of women get their theology from Jesus Calling instead of from the Bible, which is where we should get our theology. So Jesus Calling reminds me so much of the channeling I was doing in the New Age. It's gone now. I'm glad. I had an app where it was advertised that you could get a text from Jesus. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
And that he would give you a feel-good message. And so I'd never read Jesus Calling as a New Ager. That wasn't in my circle at all, but it sure was right away when I was saved and turned away from New Ageism. And as I opened Jesus Calling, I thought, this is just like the app that I wrote. And I really had thought that I was channeling Jesus with that app.
Yeah.
I remember going into my office and burning some incense like you do in the New Age. And I probably had some New Age meditation music on and just praying. You know, I didn't call him Lord or Savior. I didn't know him then. I just saw Jesus. We called him an ascended master in the New Age. You know, Jesus, please come give some messages through me to people. And I would write them down, and they were almost identical to what Sarah Young was saying. So people might say, well, maybe you were talking to Jesus like Sarah Young was. After all, she's got Bible verses on every page. But she doesn't have the actual verse. She just has the chapter and number. And if folks would take the time to actually open up that verse she's got on every page and compare it to what her so-called Jesus said, they could see the disparity. There's not like that. The part that really slays me about Jesus Calling is that her first edition, which I have a copy that came out, I think it was 2004, where she said that she was inspired to write this book by a metaphysical occultic book called God Calling, which she called a treasure. There was a channeled book about so-called messages from God. It was before Neil Dillon Walsh wrote Conversations with God, which is also a heretical book for those who don't know.
Yeah.
But Sarah Young was inspired by an occultic book to do this. And so there was a big uproar, as there should have been. So the printer took that out of the next edition.
Mm.
And the next uproar was in one of the messages, and I don't have the exact date in front of me, it was sometime in August, where her so-called Jesus said, these are the last words that I said before I left the earth. And then she's got him quoting somewhere other in the gospel. And people is like, that's not the last words that Jesus said. And so, oops, she changed the message for the next printing. Now, Jesus, as we know in the book of Hebrews, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never contradicts himself. He doesn't change. So why would Sarah Young's Jesus change in a reprinting?
Yeah.
And I've got hundreds of examples like that. Hopefully that's enough to help have people see that what she's writing is feel-good pablum that strokes your ego. And this world is so harsh. I mean, everyone's feeling the stress of this world, and it's getting darker by the minute. But turning to Jesus Calling for encouragement is not the place to go. Open the book of Psalms and go to Psalms for comfort.
Mm.
Don't go to Jesus Calling, because you'll end up like me, where I was following a false Christ. And we all know the very haunting words of Jesus, where he said that many will come to him and say, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out demons in your name? And Jesus said, away from me, you worker of lawlessness, I never knew you.
Mm.
And he's saying that to people who are following the false Christ that he himself said would happen.
Absolutely. Now, we are called to mark and avoid. And so
yes.
Let's do some more marking and avoiding. Something that has taken off in the church is the Enneagram. Tell us about that.
The Enneagram was originally a New Age tool that was used in a New Age nudist colony in Northern California called Esalen. And then a man came around named Claudio Naranjo, and I have an actual video of him on my YouTube channel, so people know I'm not slandering or gossiping or making this up. Claudio Naranjo was openly, he's deceased now, but he openly, and you can still see this online, channeled spirits. And he said he did not care if they were demons or not. So beyond having no discernment, he had no care. And he said openly in this video that I have that he got the 9 enneatypes from channeling, from automatic writing, which was how I used to write my old books, where you go into a trance and some spirit comes through you. And the 9 enneatypes came through Claudio Naranjo through a spirit. And that should itself give everyone pause. Now, here's the argument we hear all the time. Oh, but it's Richard Rohr said it's Christian. It came from an old monk. Okay, why are Protestants listening to monks, first of all?
Yeah.
And secondly, Richard Rohr also says that Buddhism, that Christians can learn from Buddhism how to be better Christians. Richard Rohr also talks about the Christ consciousness and the oneness. So study Richard Rohr before you take his recommendations and compare it to the Bible, most of all. And he's also one of Oprah's best friends, so that should also give pause. And then people say, but it works. It helped my marriage. Okay, a lot of New Age products help, seemingly. Remember, people told me all the time my work seemed to help them.
Yeah.
And also, let's go to Exodus and talk about these sorcerers in Pharaoh's court that were able to mimic God's miracles that were coming through Aaron and Moses to a degree. The devil can counterfeit. He can seem to help. But with the Enneagram, what it does is, does it point you to Christ? Does it point you to the gospel? No, it points you to yourself. A lot of the book titles of the books about the Enneagram are The Road Back to You. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes it's it's a you-centered gospel.
That's a dead end.
Right?
The road back to me is a dead end.
Yes, dead in sin. And so a lot of churches offer Enneagram, which is just crazy.
Yeah.
Because it seems helpful, but it's a Trojan horse ushering in demonic New Ageism.
Yeah, that's a wonderful word. Wow, I'm so glad you could really break that down for us. Now we're going to step on some toes, but it's going to be good for us. Let's just go there. Let's talk about yoga.
Okay. Yeah, I did yoga for almost every day for over 20 years. One of my best friends was a yoga instructor. I lectured at Kripalu outside of Boston, which is one of the top yoga teaching centers. So I know what I'm talking about. And because people accuse me, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. I do. I did sun salutations that my mother got me into. Let's just say that there's no such thing as holy yoga, first off. And why is that? Because you can't redeem a pagan practice. Every single yoga pose is glorifying to Shiva, who is the false god of Hinduism, the false creator. Now, people are going to say, no, it doesn't. And they always argue, God knows my heart. And then I snap back, well, you should be afraid God knows your heart if you're being rebellious.
Mm.
Because the Bible says that we cannot drink of the cup of the demons and drink of the cup of the Lord. We cannot eat at the table of the demons and eat at the table of the Lord. So then they come back and they say, well, what about the meat that was prayed over in pagan temples that Paul said, it's okay to eat? Well, that analogy is false if you're going to say that the yoga is the meat in the pagan temples. Actually, yoga would be analogous to the prayers in that pagan temple.
Yeah.
Because yoga was created as using your body as a graven image, for those who know their commandments, that's commandment number 2 that we're not to break. You contort your body to mimic Shiva and his different manifestations. Then there's the chanting you do in yoga. You say namaste, which is Sanskrit for the God within me recognizes and honors the God within you. Forgive me, God, for saying that, because that's blasphemous. Mm-hmm. And then they say om, which is supposed to be the sound of the universe. So it goes on and on and on. Kids should not be involved in yoga. I know it seems like it gives you peace for a few minutes, as we mentioned before, but it's fleeting because only Jesus can give you peace. And Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. And so let's just go to the royal commandments for a minute. Love God, love people, okay? How do you love God? This is something that I really got into exegeting in seminary. Loving God isn't from your heart as an emotion. Oh, I just love him. It's obedience to God. But the first two commandments are violated by yoga, which is to have no other gods before me. You're glorifying other gods, whether you think it you are or not in yoga. And the second is to have no graven images. You're making your own body into a graven image in yoga. Now you can stretch. I stretch every day. Stretching is good, but use the physical therapy stretches that you can find for free on YouTube and online. They feel just as good. You can have a cardio workout with that without getting the spirituality involved, because it's so insane they have to call it holy yoga when no other sport is called holy. Mm-mm. And they do that because they're protesting too much, right?
Yeah.
And I get so much hate for pushback for this. That's one of the blessings of being older. I'm 65. I don't care.
Yep.
I'm here to please God, right? How many years do I have left? I'm Galatians 1:10. I'm going to please God. I'll be loving to people, but I'm going to tell them the biblical truth because there's no time to waste.
Well, we're talking with Doreen Virtue, if you just tuned in, and we're just celebrating all that the Lord has done in Doreen's life. He picked her up from miry clay and set her feet on a solid rock. And now God is using her to draw others to himself out, drawing them out of a New Age movement, drawing them out of deception. Now, Doreen, if someone were to want to contact you and get more information on you, what would that look like?
They can go to my Instagram page, instagram.com/DoreenVirtue, and send me a direct message. Just a little caveat, it's only me reading and replying, and I'm slow.
That's okay.
because when I do talk to a person, I take my time with them. Mm-hmm. So if you don't hear from me, write me another message, and Instagram will pop that to the top.
Great. And then also you have a YouTube?
Yes, two different YouTubes. We just started a new podcast called New Age to New Heart with some friends of mine who were also saved out of the New Age. And so on that YouTube page, you can actually ask us questions. So New Age to New Heart would be the way you could also get a hold of me. And then my YouTube page is called Doreen Virtue for F-O-R, Jesus.
Thanks, Doreen, for hanging out with us here on Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Donna. All glory to God.
Mark and Friends is a ministry of Great News Media.